Project All at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia, is an innovative principal training program. All stands for Authentic Learning for Leaders. Cheryl Shakeshaft is the head of educational leadership and the Project All program. Shakeshaft says the program gives prospective principals a chance to get real-world experience. The program offers participants the chance to work with mentors and serve apprenticeships. The U.S. Department of Education is funding the $5.2 billion program. Shakeshaft says now that federal programs like No Child Left Behind and Race to the Top are basing funding and grants on school performance, it's especially important for school administrators to be more carefully trained when it comes to evaluating those performances.
They have to start to learn new ways to evaluate teachers, to figure out are they making progress, to figure out which teachers work for which kids. And so there's just a lot more pressures on all school administrators and school teachers.
The University of Tennessee in Knoxville recently announced a principal training program to improve Knox County schools. The Center for Educational Leadership students work with mentor principals 4 days a week. At the end of the 18-month program, aspiring principals will receive a master's degree and a license to be an administrator. The center's director, Vincent Onfara, says he wants to change the focus of principals from managerial details to educational leadership.
And on a grand scale, generally speaking, principals have truly not assumed the role of an instructional leader.
Those accepted into the center's leadership program will be educated for free and will be paid a salary during training. The program is underwritten by private foundations. The first participants start this June. And Farah says his program is for educators only.
I don't think there's any way in the world you can understand being an instructional leader. And I don't think there's any way in the world you can understand truly the core technology or the core work of schools, which is teaching and learning.
Still, Ann Farah says it may be necessary to rethink the entire idea of the principalship and what the job really means.
You know, maybe we need to have a school manager and a school, you know, leader, and the manager worries about the business side of the world or something. I don't know.
It's an idea that's being tried in Louisville, Kentucky, in more than 175 schools in 7 other states. School administration managers, or SAMs, take on school operation functions. The principal is then freed up to focus on educational leadership. Early reports are encouraging, and the Wallace Foundation is funding the development and diffusion of the school managers. Rice University is taking yet another approach. Rice's business school has launched a Master of Business Administration program aimed at turning out better principals. The program deals exclusively with educators. The leader of the program is Andrea Hodge.
It's all about getting the best talent into our schools and really developing the capacity of our leaders to solve problems and manage complex organizations.
Hodge says when Rice screens for applicants for the Education Entrepreneurs Program, they look for strong instructional leadership capacity and demonstrated success in the classroom. However, that doesn't mean the right people, properly screened, can't add to the classroom experience.
We need to think innovatively about how we run our schools going forward, and that's a fundamental component of our program.
Some educators think allowing aspiring principals to get an MBA instead of a master's in education will drive a wedge between teachers and administrators. But others think it will push education schools to create better programs. Hodge says it's important to make sure that students' needs are the first priority.
So if we can agree on the ultimate goal, I think there's a lot of good things that can happen.
And that's the wish of teachers, administrators, and the superintendent of schools in Indiana as they look for more and better ways to improve high school's performance and student progress. For WFYI News, I'm Mary Hartnett.